And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carb Up.
Sometimes when you turn the hot water tap on, only cold water comes out. Well, I use that to fill up my kettle. When I'm filling that up, I will always go and put some in the dog's bowl. The cold water.
Are you that tight?
He's such
It's not tight. That's conserving water.
That is tight. Graham's next. Hi, Graham.
Big man.
Yeah.
Mate, if you're any tighter, you squeak when you'd walk.
Mate, I don't do it because of tightness. You know what else I used to do?
Good work, Graham.
A couple of years ago when the drought was happening, you know what I did? When I had my shower, I would collect that water and then go and put it on my plants. Is there something wrong with looking after the environment, Graham?
No, there's not. That's a cool story, but unless you've got a publisher, I'm not buying it.
Sometimes I just like to go and watch my sport on my own, having a beer, and people might think I'm being rude.
Well, I think if you've got people over, that is rude.
It just depends who they are.
Oh, okay, so it's not rude if you don't like them.
If they call in to say hello and I'm watching something that I think's important... don't see I should have to drop...
You got an old mate calls in to say hello.
No, wait a minute.
He comes
to
the door.
I didn't say...
Oh, George, how you going? Look, just hang around here. I'm going to watch the end of the cricket.
Australia, Bangladesh.
Whatever you do, don't come down to the dungeon. Hey, but if you want to hang around, you can.
Bruce's phone through. G'day, Bruce.
Good afternoon, lads. When my wife's friends come over, I turn up the TV to full volume or I turn up the stereo and they generally get their heads.
You're not a good person, mate. You can't do that. How do you get on with your missus?
Good, now that I'm on the road most days of the week.
I had never heard of dishwashers having sensors that detect how dirty your dishes are.
I did my sensors this week.
You did your... Isn't that a pain in the ass?
Ah, Darryl, too good. I've got this dishwasher. It's two drawers. Yeah. So the two vertical drawers. One's like a smaller drawer at the top and a bigger drawer at the bottom.
Yep.
If I turn the bottom one on, does that also wash the top?
Well, this is another thing. My one can just wash the top rack or just wash the bottom rack. You can... decide which
I just want a simple... Why can't I just make it simple?
I like both racks, Darryl.
That's good. I mean, I think it's good that you've got two racks.
I think one's a waste.
Like, why have one when you can have two?
I agree.
I'm with you. You're a big rack man. Yeah.
Penrith Panthers halfback Nathan Cleary. How are you going, given that you're in demand with all of the little video messages for the fans out there?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
What sort of clientele does Nathan get?
What do you mean, what clientele?
Okay, well, Nathan. If you don't want to ask him, what sort of clientele
what sort
do you
of
get?
Videos?
They don't ask you to do any TikToking or anything, do they?
Darryl.
Oh, dear. You've got an obsession with videos, Biggie.
How long does yours go for, so to speak?
They usually go for about 30 seconds to a minute, not too long.
Wait till you get older.
Biggie.
Imagine walking into a bar at King's Cross. He's a champion. You got the English test match on? Got the cricket on here, champion? Yeah, no, we're closed. Yeah.
No, never went to the bourbon and beef steak?
Oh, I might have gone once or twice.
No, when you were single.
Oh, I might have gone up there for a drink or something. Might have been down. Well, I never went to the cross, mate.
You live down the road from it, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean... No, I just didn't.
What about that one time he told us when he did go there?
What happened there?
Well, he went to the bar and he said to the girl, you know, what did he say? Oh, Thirsty went up and said, oh, would you like a drink? She said, no thanks, mate.
Is that what he said?
Wait a minute. My name isn't Ricky Ponting.
Is that when Davey said, I like your voice?
You'd be good in commentary.
I need a sideline eye.
Was that lay girls?
He said, geez, you've got a big Adam's apple. The size of your Adam's apple.
Come on.
I had to, sorry.
The answer is no, pig.
Salty, what were you like in the dating scene back in the younger days of Peter Basaldis?
Active.
Yeah, no good. I had no problem going up to a girl at a bar. No dramas at all.
You'd be a catch.
Yeah.
Short, hairy, Greek dude at the pub.
I tell you what was embarrassing. When he ordered a drink, he got him two drinks. He was having one, gave one to her, and she said, look, can I just leave this on the top of your head while I go to the toilet?
Can I borrow your coat? I'm not wearing one.
Oh, this is a car. This is a dead set car.